USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic victory south of the border for a leftist leader to be Mexico's next president. And President Trump is extending an olive branch to the victor, reaching out to congratulate Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador on winning Sunday's election and saying he's looking forward to working with him. On another front, President Trump says access to abortions could one day be an issue decided state by state in America.
Maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about.
Trump also telling Fox News overturning the Roe v. Wade decision, legalizing abortion nationwide, could be the result of the appointment of a new Supreme Court justice. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
LeBron James announcing he's agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with LA's Lakers.
The superstar will now lead a young Lakers team that has been overmatched in recent years while rebuilding. This is the third time in 8 years James has changed teams. He returned to the Cavs in 2014 after four seasons in Miami. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Police in Boise, Idaho, still investigating a mass stabbing incident on Saturday night that left 9 people wounded, including 6 children. The 30-year-old suspect, Timmy Kinner, was staying with one of the residents living in the apartment complex where it happened, a complex that houses many refugees. The Canadian government has moved ahead with implementing $12.5 billion in tariffs against the United States. The move aimed, according to Canadian officials, at being a proportional response to the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Utah, Mitt Romney, says he doesn't believe the Russia investigation is a hoax.
No, I think it's a totally appropriate evaluation by our government. Russia's clearly trying to become involved in the electoral process here and distort that process.
Romney going on to say he wants the investigation to be completed, and he doesn't believe the probe will find that President Trump was involved in any wrongdoing. Special Counsel Robert Mueller still looking into Russian meddling in the U.S. election, as well as a possible connection between the Trump campaign and Russia. A check on some of those wildfires in Northern California. Fire crews making some progress against the growing county fire. Since starting on Saturday afternoon, that fire has already burned over 32,000 acres in Napa and Lake counties, about 45 miles northwest of Sacramento, and it's only 2% contained. As for the Pawnee Fire, it's in that same vicinity, burning over 14,000 acres. It's now 73% contained. AAA anticipating more Americans will be hitting the road for 4th of July than ever before, despite the highest gas prices on the holiday in the last several years. A AAA spokesman says about 47 million people are expected to travel for the holiday, which would be a 5% increase from last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.